Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. This is Chris Keneally for the nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center, looking ahead to the annual Frankfurt Book Fair, which starts up here for 2009 on Wednesday, October 14th, and runs through Sunday, October 18th in Frankfurt, Germany. 300,000 attendees from all over the world expected to descend on that city in Germany for discussions, meetings, and all sorts of special events. And with me today are two of my CCC colleagues who will be there to greet you all. First, I want to introduce Jake Kelleher, who is Director for Licensing and Business Development here at CCC. Welcome, Jake.
Hi, Chris. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. And we also have with us today Ed Colleran, who is Senior Director of International Relations for Copyright Clearance Center and a veteran of Frankfurt Book Fair. Welcome, Ed.
Yeah, great to be here, Chris.
Well, you know, for both of you, Frankfurt is an especially important event to attend. It's part of a series of things the Copyright Clearance Center does to get the word out about our various services. And Jake, I want to talk to you about a presentation that you'll be giving twice, in fact, on Wednesday, the 14th of October at 1345, as they say in Germany, 1:45 for those of us here in the United States, as well as the following day, Thursday, the 15th of October at 10 o'clock. It's a 30-minute presentation that's looking at licensing and monetizing content, a subject really near and dear to everybody at Frankfurt, because a recent survey of the industry conducted ahead of the fair in cooperation with Publishers Weekly reveals that it's something everybody's keeping an eye on. 4 out of 5 publishers in the survey say they see digital as an opportunity rather than a threat, which is something of a relief, because up to recently, it's really been seen much more as a threat. You're going to try to help them see through the opportunity and see the potential in it. Tell us about your presentation.
Yes, that's correct, Chris. We've learned a lot working with publishers over the last several years, and we have seen the movement to digital reuse. Most publishers have done a fairly good job of moving their business online. What we're going to talk a little bit about is the next step is actually licensing of content online, where we come in. We have an application called RightsLink, which is a point of content licensing solution, which simply means it enables a customer who is visiting a publisher's website to license content instantly. We facilitate that transaction. We provide the mechanism for conducting that transaction, issue the license, and the customer is on their way.
Well, you know, one of the points the survey brought out that I thought was interesting, and it's an increase from 2008 to 2009. 26% in 2008 said they saw a need for knowledge and strategy around all these issues, and today, 2009, it's 38%. So more and more people are recognizing they need to understand the issue better. It's pretty cloudy for people. What are some questions you're hoping to answer in the presentation?
Well, what does a good online licensing solution look like? You know, what kind of features does it have? You want to be able to do things like make it easy for the customer to do what they'd like to do. You want to facilitate that quickly, so it has to be hassle-free. And you want it to be seamless and fit within the publisher and perhaps the user's workflow.
What kind of customers have used RightsLink in the past, and what's their experience been like?
Well, from the publisher side, I think we just passed 50 publishers. So we have 50. Most of the major STM publishers are now RightsLink-enabled publishers. So if you visit any of the sites like Elsevier, Nature, Oxford University Press, Taylor & Francis, you will see a little permissions link next to the content or the article that the customer is viewing. by clicking on that link, the RightsLink application launches, and then the customer is allowed to go in and license content according to the publisher's rules. So it is growing quite a bit in the STM space. We're also seeing it in the newspaper space with Dow Jones, the New York Times, USA Today, and moving into the B2B with The Economist and with trade book publishers like Perseus.
Now, Jake, your presentation, as I mentioned at the top, is going to be on Wednesday, the 14th of October at 13:45, and Thursday, the 15th of October at 10 o'clock in the Forum Innovation, which is in the Hall 4.2, room P423. We'll have all that information online at Beyond the Book, of course, and at copyright.com, which calls to mind a question that I have. I've never attended Frankfurt Book Fair. It's the book fair of all book fairs. It really requires a lot of attention, a lot of pre-planning. So we're telling people about this before they get there so they make time for it on their very busy schedules. But getting around, finding your way around, it's like from one airport hangar to the next, I understand.
Yeah, you need to give yourself some a little extra time if you're moving from, let's say, for instance, Hall 4 to Hall 8. It's quite a trek. I think the average person loses about 10 pounds during the week of Frankfurt.
Well, it's a good diet program along with being a good book fair as well. You know, the survey, Jake, mentioned that the people reporting here see that the time is of the essence. They identify a turning point when digital takes over print in 2018, a little ways off still, but not that far off. Are you noticing, that book publishers are increasingly interested in these kinds of solutions in a way that perhaps they had put off in the past?
Absolutely. Just the signing of Perseus is a good example.
Tell us about that. What's happening?
Publishers
there?
They have the same types of issues that STM publishers have and newspaper publishers have. People want to reuse their content, and there are rights issues around that, so that has to be managed. But with the advent of the Internet and on the content being accessible online, that's where the eyeballs are. That's where the people are. So the next logical progression is allowing the licensing to happen where that takes place. And that's really what RightsLink has been developed for. And it is our fastest growing product at Copyright Clearance Center. So it is, maybe we're a little bit ahead of the curve on the digital reuse. We've talked about this in the past. We're sitting there at the train station waiting for the train to arrive. And believe me, the train is pulling up.
Well, it's good to hear that we are there rather than trying to chase and grab that train as it's leaving. A point to make is about the Frankfurt as a Copyright Clearance Center event as well, because not only will you be giving this presentation, but we'll be having a fair presence there at the book fair. We will be, you can visit us at any time, and we'll have representatives for CCC there throughout the whole week or so, from the 14th to the 18th, at Digital Marketplace Hall 4.2 in Stand H430. And I want to turn now to a veteran of the fair, Ed Colleran, who can give us an idea about his own vision for what's going to happen in 2009. And how is 2009 different than in past years for CCC and possibly for the book fair?
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, this is obviously the largest, we've already said, book fair in the world, and a central meeting place for our publishers. So this is an incredible opportunity for us to meet with several publishers all over a four-day period. It allows us to introduce them to our programs, our CCC licensing programs. Other than RightsLink, we have core programs for both print and digital licensing of content for both academic and corporate use. So it allows us to introduce publishers, both new and existing publishers that are in our programs, to these new or new programs. And then it also allows us to introduce the publishing community to the several new initiatives that we are currently undertaking here at Copyright Clearance Center. It's kind of a big focus group, if you will. We can go from meeting to meeting and talk to them about these new initiatives and how they feel they might fit into their own publishing programs. And also, it's no surprise that our business is becoming increasingly global. And it allows us to meet publishers basically from around the world and introduce them to Copyright Clearance Center and the copyright programs we have. And I think that's one thing that's a bit different. I think there's an increasing emphasis on the global marketplace, and I think that's a big push for us to meet with publishers from around the world.
Right. My own sense is that licensing of all kinds, and that covers a multitude of sins, is increasingly important, particularly because of that global marketplace. In the past, publishers thought very much, you know, about their own marketplace. Now they've got to think about 180 or 200 different marketplaces for all the different countries in the world. It must be a lot for them to sort out, and being able to talk to people at Copyright Clearance Center who has just a network already in place. I mean, we work with publishers already from across Europe, the UK, South Africa, South America, and so forth.
That's right, Chris. And I think all these publishers obviously publish in many different languages, and I think that it's an emphasis for us to represent those publishers in all the languages, not just the U.S., or not just, excuse me, the English language. We found out during a meeting we had last week that most publishers sell their translation rights for print but hold on to those translated materials for their online properties, and we increasingly want to talk to them about that. I also want to say that it's a busy week for myself and my CCC colleagues at the Frankfurt Book Fair. Not only do we have meetings for those 4 days, but we have several other events that we'll be attending. On Monday, there'll be representatives from Copyright Clearance Center at the Scientific, Technical, and Medical meeting. That's Tuesday, October 13th. We're getting our days mixed up. At the Scientific, Technical, and Medical meeting, and also we will have representatives at the O'Reilly Tools of Change Conference, as well as the Rights Directors meeting. All those, again, will be on Tuesday, October 13th. So if any of you out there will be at those meetings, we'd love to have a chance to chat, as well as the International Publishers Association Frankfurt meeting, which will be on Friday, October 16th.
Right. Well, that just shows you just how important this congregation of publishers is, and they take advantage as much as they can of all being in one place at one time. Again, I haven't seen it. I only can imagine it. Everyone's dance card is as full as possible. Any tips for people who might be first-timers or who are wondering about making the most of the event? Approaches to getting around or approaches to scheduling their days that you've found useful in the past?
Well, I think one obvious approach is to schedule most of your meetings beforehand. We find that most of the people we meet with are literally booked from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon every 30 minutes. So if you're expecting to go and get ad hoc meetings, I wouldn't expect too much. Of course, you can walk around and meet your colleagues, et cetera, but definitely pre-planning is very important. I think comfortable shoes, that's another important thing, because like Jake said, you'll lose about 10 pounds if you don't eat too much Wiener Schnitzel while you're over there by walking from hall to hall. And there are buses from each hall, so it's quite an experience. I wouldn't stay out too late. That's one of the things that I learned about 10 or 11 years ago when I first went. Most people think they can burn the midnight oil and expect to stay on their feet for another 12 hours the next day. I would say get a good night's rest.
Or just bring plenty of energy drinks or something like
that's
that,
right.
Possibly.
Plenty of caffeine.
Right. Well, for everybody then, Jake, let's just review very quickly about your presentations, which are, you know, really critical, I think, given the response in the Frankfurt Book Fair survey. People will want to learn a lot, and your program title sums it all up, Licensing Solutions to Monetize Digital Content. Let's just review for people then three or four points you want to make and exactly where you're going to be. Okay, so tell us again about the, you know, the view from Copyright Clearance Center when it comes to publishing and RightsLink.
Yeah, I would say that if you're listening to this podcast, thank you. But if you're a publisher, this would be of interest to you. If you're not working with CCC in any capacity, it's a good chance to learn about what we do. If you have online content and you do not have, or you have a manual permission system, you should come and take a look at the discussion and listen to the discussion and learn a little bit about how we automate the permissions solution for publishers.
I would imagine, Jake, it's just a gut, but that manual permissions is still very much the prevailing model for people, even today.
It really is the norm, and that's one of of the things that we find when we talk to publishers. Again, they do a great job with their primary business, but the permission side is often an afterthought. And you'll see the fill out the form and email it to us, and we'll get back to you in 3 to 6 weeks. Or even worse, fill it out, print it off, and mail it into us. And you may never hear back. That's today is unacceptable. Customers won't put up with that, and I don't think it looks good for a publisher to have that kind of service to their customers. So that's really why you really want to automate that type of process.
Right. Well, your presentation will be Wednesday, the 14th of October at 13:45, and the following day, Thursday, the 15th of October at 10 o'clock. It takes about a half an hour of everyone's time. We hope they'll make time for it. It's in the Forum Innovation, Hall 4.2P423. So we do hope they'll want to check that out. If anyone has questions or looking for more information about the Copyright Clearance Center presence at Frankfurt Book Fair this year, or to schedule an appointment, you can write to us online, events@copyright.com. We'd be happy to reply to you there and make time in our schedules. The stand for Copyright Clearance Center is located in the Digital Marketplace, Hall 4.2, Stand H430. All of that information and more, of course, available online at copyright.com. And for everybody here, I want to thank the people who've been joining me, my colleagues at Copyright Clearance Center, who get the privilege, the pleasure, and perhaps the burden of going over to Frankfurt Book Fair this year. I hope you guys bring your comfortable shoes and plenty of energy drinks. Jake Kelleher is Director of Licensing and Business Development for CCC. Thanks for joining us, Jake.
Thank you, Chris, very much.
And we also have with us today Ed Colleran, who is a Senior Director for International Relations at Copyright Clearance Center. Ed, we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to let me talk about Frankfurt with your audience, Chris. Also, if I can do another shameless plug, if we don't see you in Frankfurt, we will be at Online Information in London from December 1st to the 3rd, 2009.
Well, that's a nice preview, and perhaps we can have you back to talk about what we're doing at London and what to expect from London. So we'd love to do that. Great. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Jake. And appreciate your listening to us here at Beyond the Book. This is Chris Keneally for Copyright Clearance Center. Take care.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.